alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Yeah! Drink, man, I'm gonna get gas. Gonna get high, man, I ain't had enough. Need me a triple shot of that stuff. Gonna get drunk, won't you listen right here?
Tastes great, makes women appear more attractive, and makes a person virtually invulnerable to criticism.
Alcohol is a way of life. Alcohol is my way of life, and I aim to keep it.
Find it, buy it, make it, I don't care. Just get me some booze and fast.
I can't take this much longer. I gotta have a beer.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Hillary Clinton created an illegal private email server, deliberately, willfully, and with total premeditation.
Could be the first way was right, actually. You know, I might like the first way better. Premedication, that's a very... Premedication, I think I like it.
Oh, my God. Oh, dear God.
I didn't hear him say that until just there.
Yeah, we had that on the top five. That was, well, do you notice you can tell when he's reading the teleprompter because he's up an octave and a half. When he's doing the teleprompter, because he's so tense that he's going to miss a word. It's one of those deals. All right, Carnarvon Wagon is out. When I hear that, I got to keep drinking. Between that and Paul Mooney, I just got to keep drinking.
I know. Ooh, that Paul Mooney thing. Right. Did you hear that, Richard? The Paul Mooney interview?
I did.
Richard Roper is here. Susie Sunshine is here. And most importantly, thank God Alex Smith is here from Eno Wine Bar, which is right next door. This is, you know, this is good because we run out. We just send you back across the street, right? Or down the block. 505 North Michigan Avenue. It's at the Intercontinental Hotel, an absolutely beautiful wine bar. That's a great hotel. I think it is. One of the underrated stays in Chicago. I mean, people always talk about the Four Seasons and the Ritz. I think the Intercontinental is right there with them. So congratulations to them as well. All right. So now explain Eno to us, Alex.
All right. Well, Eno is actually just like the hotel, a little bit underrated as well. We are a nice little spot on the corner of Michigan, Illinois. We focus on cheese, chocolate, and charcuterie, and of course, wine. Yeah. We serve over 400 wines. We have 60 by the glass, so we break up into various wine flights. We have over 15 different wine flights, so it allows people to try different wines to go along with those. We have 18 different types of cheese. We break those up into half a dozen different cheese flights, so lots of options there as well. Over 20 different chocolates.
You just get a cheese wheel if you want one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do have whole wheels. I have sold a quarter of a wheel to somebody before, so we do have that available sometimes.
Was that Tom or Jerry? Who were you selling it to?
Oh, geez.
Some ladies that were traveling back to California and wanted some good cheese.
All right. Makes sense. What about the private label stuff? Because a lot of your wines I see labeled with the Eno label.
Certainly. We we have a few different locations, and our wine director out of San Francisco has some great relationships with people around the world, and we have... some nice wines that were made just for us. We have a New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc.
This is I'm having right now.
Great.
That is
awesome.
What you're drinking right now. Mm-hmm. Certainly. We have a great Carmenere blend out of South America, out of Argentina. And then we also have a 100% Merlot from Bordeaux.
So, oh.
Bordeaux.
Hey.
Merlot from Bordeaux.
Violetta, those people that your dad hired as a band to play your christening. That's
hilarious.
That was called Bordeaux, wasn't it?
Yeah,
same deal, wasn't it?
Merlot from Bordeaux. I have a story, an Eno story, if I can tell quickly.
Uh-oh.
This was just a few months ago. Well, it was back in the winter, so it was about 7-8 months ago, and a bunch of us were there. In fact, it was some of your little WGN kids, Ro. We were there, and you were going to join us momentarily. You were off, I don't know, putting out some fire or another, and I ordered a bottle of wine, and it was a very good bottle of wine. And I went up to the bar, and I was going to get the same bottle of wine, and one of your wine experts, and I don't know who it was, it might have been your main guy, but he said, you know, can I make a suggestion? That's a nice bottle of wine you ordered, but for half the price I can get you a better one that's a very similar wine. Now, how often do you get that kind of a personal touch and just someone being that cool and saying, why don't you try this, see if you like it? If you don't, we'll get you another bottle of the one you got. And sure enough, it was, and it was better. And I thought, that's a nice touch right there.
And then we ordered six more.
And then they ordered six more.
Oh, is that the night that I arrived?
And then Violetta said, you can just leave your credit card, I'll give it to Ro Monday.
You can find value in a lot of areas.
But that was but you don't always get a staff that will tell you about that.
Yeah,
value.
Very unusual.
Good.
That was very nice, I thought. Nice touch.
Well, we don't always like to undercut ourselves, but I'm glad it worked out.
I know, like during the break, give me a physical description. Give me a police artist here to sketch this individual who did
who
that.
Who was this guy? I need to get his name.
You just got someone in trouble big time.
Yeah. That was not
someone's going to be fired.
Let's just put it this way. We could do almost anything awkward right now, and it wouldn't be worse than the Paul Mooney interview. Yeah.
Could
so
not compare.
It's like,
I then tipped that man $500. There, did that help?
Let's see. There you go.
That was a great. I mean, you do. I've been there a couple of times. It's a great. I see these, you know, these young couples on dates there.
Mm-hmm.
That is, it's like a big Michigan Avenue date, like especially on like a Friday night
mm-hmm.
or on a Saturday afternoon. People stop in there. It's a great because it's very romantic. You
it's a great game. It's like who's on Tinder? Is this a Match.com?
Oh, that's
thing?
Lovely.
Like what's happening?
Do you guys play
on?
That when you're walking
you
the
play?
Room?
Uh huh. Yeah, yeah, it happens. You see. We've been finding a lot of the older crowd going to the Match.com thing. So we're seeing these older couples coming in, doing the Match.com. And you see the uncomfortable Tinder dates with the young person going
when,
out meeting
when are we
somebody,
gonna do this?
But they're not sure.
Yeah.
Have you ever had the one where the divorced parents are doing the Match.com next to their children who are Tindering up? That would be fun. Mom?
Excellent.
Jason?
Same date. That
Dad?
Would be a problem.
Yeah.
God.
If you
oh,
like
God.
Pina colada.
Oh, God. All right. But it's a wine bar, for God's sake. Mm-hmm. And it's the wine, the cheese, the chocolate, and charcuterie.
Can't go wrong with that
definitely.
Combo.
It's
great
very, very romantic. It's very, very nice.
Yes. It's also maybe the best place in Chicago to stop in for a break when you're doing your holiday shopping.
Yeah.
Because you can
right.
see all the great Mellow. Things that are going on. Put your presents down. Put all the packages down. Have a drink or two. Have a little bit of a fight with whoever you're shopping with, and then get back out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, remember what the spirit of the season is all about.
We are a bit of an anomaly that way. We, you know, it is a great way to kind of get away from the madness that is Michigan Avenue and sit in a really calm atmosphere.
Yeah.
You know,
we
serve a very specialized product, which is unique for Michigan Avenue. We don't have any TVs, which is unique for bars and restaurants these days, and especially on Michigan Avenue. We don't have a kids menu, which may be a deterrent, but for most part,
you want
know, it does
that deterrent.
Focus
I'm not going to lie to you.
That,
you want that deterrent. You got, you know, the hotel you're in has plenty of room for kids.
Exactly.
You want kids, go get a cheeseburger, go get a turkey sandwich next door. That's not what you want for this. This is for adults who want to have really great wine and great cheese and like a romantic thing and look and let the kids play in the lobby. That's what the bellmen are there for.
Yeah. Right. We got a room upstairs.
Free babysitting.
For that adults that want to play too.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you did there.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. I sort of do.
The menu doesn't even cater to kids, so it's not like it really isn't.
There's
kids,
also
kids
that
place.
Movie.
We do
right?
have pizza, so there is good pizza. So I think our
well, don't
pizza
tell the kids that. What are you
best.
Doing?
I know.
Don't do that, Alex. We don't need the kids coming in here and you know gumming up the works around here. Just a few minutes.
Remember, we worked with somebody in the media many, 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 many years ago who would use that. You know, I didn't even realize we were in a hotel bar, but you know, as long as we're here, I feel like we're really hitting it off in a crazy kind of way. Do you want to go upstairs for a more private conversation?
That happened in broadcasting.
So anyway, the reds and the whites and the chocolate and the cheese.
Well, we've gone through the white. I mean, I think we're
Thank
doing
you.
A lot of
Save
talking
us, please.
Right now.
Save
do you
us.
Want to do some more drinking?
Sure.
That was, right. by the way, I just want to point out, I know who he's talking
exactly
about. That was a print journalist. That was not a broadcast journalist.
It was indeed.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Indeed.
I didn't know the backstory on that.
Yeah,
one.
No, that's. I think that story might have made it to Oprah before it was all said and done.
I believe it might have.
Yeah. All right. Stay right here. Don't anybody move. And again, and these poor kids from Eno, they don't understand what awkward is because they weren't here for
Paul Mooney. Oh, my
so
gosh.
They don't understand.
Thank God.
The late Paul Mooney was on earlier.
Too bad he was.
Too bad he was on time.
All right, we'll be right back to Eno, to the wine, the cheese, and then we got a top 5 of 5. You won't believe it. I got a $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet. Richard Roper reviews Robert De Niro's latest film, and Tom Skilling will be here. That's a man that can make anything smooth. I'd like to see Tom Skilling sing down with Paul Mooney. Now, that would have been an interview I'd have liked to have seen.
Yeah, it might be fascinating to listen to. I don't know that they'd see eye to eye.
I don't think that. Well, Tom's just not out with everybody. Traffic report brought to you by Deer Park Town Center. Deer Park Art Show, Saturday, September 10th and Sunday, September 11th. Featured artists, including jewelry, painting, sculptures, photography, woodwork, and so much more. Free admission, open to the public. Deer Park Town Center, located at Rand and Long Grove Road in Deer Park. Here she is, Violetta. Gift packages for the Rokon Show with Ann DeVlantis, provided by Fresh Wave, natural odor removing products. It's back to school time. Make sure your family is hitting the books odor free thanks to Fresh Wave. Visit freshwaveworks.com today. All right, my friends. It is the Carnarvon Wagon. It is rolling. Eno Wine Bar, our neighbors next door at the Intercontinental Hotel, 505 North Michigan Avenue, are here. They are serving. It was a very easy commute for you. We appreciate you doing this.
You walked over, right? You walked all this stuff over?
Loaded up the pack, and here we go. Here we are.
Yeah. See, it's better that way because the parking's so much. It's so expensive.
It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
To go 50 feet, I think that's not – I don't think that makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
And Eno Wine Bar, by the way, is this is Alex Smith. He's the general manager and wine director. And there are, as you mentioned, there's Eno's around the country too, right?
There are.
How many are there?
Right now we have three.
Yeah, wow.
Did it start here?
I believe, yeah. Well, Eno, this wine bar has been here for over 10 years. It initially started as a different wine bar, and then we shifted concepts. And so it was technically the first one, but we did shift concepts and then kind of add a couple more to it.
I believe a wine bar. There are many religious people who believe that, that houses of worship are places that they can run into and get refuge. I feel that way about wine bars. Mm-hmm. I feel like if I'm like really having a crisis of conscience,
it's very comforting.
Or something, and I need something to be comforted, and I need to run in the middle of the day for something, I think a wine bar is the way to do it.
I can tell you as a Catholic, they are the same. One and the same, my friend.
We see a lot of beat-up husbands that have been shopping with their wives all day long, and they're seeking sanctuary from that shopping adventure.
It is much easier, because you're right across from the Nordstrom. It is, or Nordstrom's, as I like to call it, possessive. There
it's kind of like the Jewels.
Yeah, because I'm from Chicago, over by the Jewels. Yeah. I like to, if you're at the Nordstrom, there's only one, you have like an idiot chair to sit in, right? If you're or like on a display. If you're sitting there waiting for your wife, girlfriend, significant other, whatever it is to be. So what you got to do is you got to find a place. Now, some of these places have started to add bars. But if you are on Michigan Avenue, the best place to go for that is Eno. Just go right in there and then say, honey, I'll see you at the wine bar. And I think that it's also an easier, like, I think it works with women better. If you say, I'm going to meet you at Eno, the beautiful wine bar here. It's better than Billy Goat Tavern, right? I mean, you tell me Billy Goat Tavern.
75% of our clientele is female.
Yeah,
I was about to say though. Yeah, I think it's a lot the other way around. Where I see three women in there who have told the husbands to skedaddle on over to Nike Town or go look at those gadgets at the Apple Store. We're going to get a drink over here at Eno. It's more of that.
It is very
than
female,
the guys.
Female friendly. Like you do want to meet the girlfriend.
Trust me. Yeah.
For sure. Do you get so what have you noticed as you've examined who shows up? You get the husbands.
Get a majority of women. It's very easy to look through our crowd and see mostly females in there. But like I said, we do get the men that are seeking that sanctuary or waiting for their wife to get ready for dinner, and they'll come down from their room and grab a glass of wine.
What does it say about me that I find sanctuary at a wine bar?
It's a good thing.
I think that's a great thing. Wine's the most natural thing to drink.
I believe that's true.
You can just squeeze some grapes and you can make wine. It's that easy.
I told my doctor that exact same thing.
What do you say to that?
I'm like, this is part. I go, it's the nectar of the gods. Hello.
The other day I was at the doctor. He's like, so how many drinks do you have a week?
I'm like, well, don't ever answer that question.
I'll taste hundreds of wines a week. And he's like, what do you do?
Fortunately, you had the right job, because Ro doesn't have the radio host and television personality. That's not the right answer for tasting hundreds of wines.
And you drink how much?
What do you mean that's not the right occupation for that?
Yeah. But you know, the thing about Eno is, as hotel bars go, because we're talking about the Intercontinental, which is this, you know, this fabulous and glorious hotel, but it's a very welcoming bar. Because sometimes when you walk into the lobby of some of these huge downtown hotels, you got a lot of people who are from out of town or from smaller cities or from the suburbs. It's still very welcoming. It's not intimidating. It's very open. Right. In fact, the great thing is you can walk in and just go, hey, it's a bar.
That's true. Well,
right there.
You go, Eno has got this little sanctuary inside the sanctuary, too.
Yeah.
Like kind of duck
exactly.
into it, and then you're in it. And
those in the know keep going. Yeah. You don't just stop when you first walk in and take that first spot.
The low key lighting, too. It's just awesome.
And it's beautiful a hotel. I'm telling you, for people who are going to come downtown, I know this is not about the Intercontinental Hotel, but I'm going to say it anyway. For people who are coming downtown,
it's a great spot.
And they want it, you know, like a really nice weekend downtown. I don't know what the price points are anymore, but I can just tell you, as great a hotel in Chicago as there is the Intercontinental. Because, and you know, some people don't think about that because it is an international brand, right? Mm-hmm. And then people think about the Ritz or the Four Seasons or the Hilton, you know, the big, the I used to call it the Conrad Hilton, but they don't call it that anymore. I don't even know what they call it anymore.
What is this? What are you, back to Mad Men now? But I mean, no, I have friends, like suburban married couples in, like, you know, the night of the, when Mickey does his little parade down Michigan Avenue, yes. Like, you know, they'll get a room
Michigan.
That weekend, you know, and that's, have like a, you know, have a great night. Mm-hmm. But you know what I'm saying about some hotel bars? It's like the wall in Game of Thrones. You don't know how to even get in. These giant doors, and you're like, and then, what would you like for admittance? Who are you? And that's the exact opposite at Eno. Yeah, the exact opposite.
It is really, it is awesome.
Very welcoming.
What goes on in that thing at the top of the hotel? Do you know? That big onion-shaped thing?
We land Zeppelins there because it's a big mode of travel these days. Yeah. I think it's going to be coming back very soon. But the top was a Zeppelin dock.
Is that really what it was?
Built back in 1929. Yes, it was.
Well, how did you get people off the Zeppelin?
A very scary ladder, from what it looks like. I can't imagine what it was like. And I think that's why, forget the Hindenburg. I think they tried docking at the Intercontinental Hotel and was like, this is too scary. We're not doing this anymore.
Did any Zeppelin other than lead successfully dock?
There is
at that hotel.
There's actually a picture on the fifth floor of a Zeppelin from Dr. Von something that landed his Zeppelin there, and you can see the Zeppelin docking at the hotel.
Von Zeppelin, the guy who invented
Dr. Von something. Yeah. I don't know the rest of it.
There was an entire master plan that we're really happy didn't work out for many, many reasons.
I guess
circa 1937, I think that happened.
Yeah,
you know?
I guess New Jersey was thank God that happened. Yeah. I suppose, I don't know. All right. Well, again, Eno Wine Bar. Thank you so much for being here.
Certainly,
Alex Smith. Thanks, Alex. We appreciate it. And I got to just say that again, if you're downtown, that is a place to stop by and just check it out. And it's right next. You come by, and you go to the WGN Showcase Studio, mm-hmm. brought to you by Allstate. You're welcome. And then you can go down to the river. You can look at all the pretty stuff there. And again, as we're heading into the fall, which is shopping season here, and it's all great, go to Eno Intercontinental Hotel. Do not miss that. All right, coming up at Top 5 at 5, you won't believe, Richard Roper reviews Robert De Niro's latest, Bobby D. Does he pull it off? This is the Roberto Duran movie, right?
Yeah, with Usher as Sugar Ray Leonard. How about that?
Oh, wow.
I don't know if you heard about the Usher, but he's one of those multi-talented type guys.
Have we seen him act before? I'm trying to think.
Oh, yeah. Turk 182, right?
The Usher.
Yeah.
The Usher.
Been in a lot of stuff, okay. Usher. Yeah, he started as an actor. People don't realize that.
I didn't know that.
He's
really?
He's on that show where they turn the chairs around sometimes, too.
Well, yeah.
The voice.
What is that? I don't know. What is that? Is that to find the best barber in America? I don't know what they do on that show. It's always on in the background with the sound off.
You got to say. No, I got
the voice.
I got to tell you something. You have not lived till you see Miley Cyrus wearing flowers all over herself and then screaming it. I need to have you. I need you.
She aged like 17 years over the last week and a half.
I know.
It's part Nancy Grace, part Miley Cyrus.
So she is, though. She's got a deeper voice than her dad. I mean, it's a weird deal.
You're you sound just like me.
When she says that to the other people on the show, the other people are like, I do? Really? Oh, God.
The name Luke doesn't want to hear that.
I don't think I really do.